Here we go. It is Friday morning here, and time now for some trivia to kind of cap off the week and get ready for the weekend. Mr. Kiger is here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Heading right out of here as soon as I get through and going to RDU.
Going to Syracuse, aren't you?
Yep, flying to Syracuse.
Working the Carolina game.
Well, that's the bad news is I got to go to Syracuse.
Yeah.
The good news, at least the Heels will be there, and so
yeah.
It'll be kind of Syracuse is not bad. It's just getting there.
Yeah, it's just
It's just not easy to
travel.
Get there.
Yeah. Is there a direct flight?
Heck no.
No.
Where
you got to go?
Well, actually, go through Charlotte, and then from Charlotte to Syracuse. But, you know, your whole day's shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Shot.
Yeah. Whole day traveling.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow will be consumed with football all day because it's an early game.
Right. And then, 12:20, it's our crew kickoff time. And then you drive like crazy to get to the airport, and then I'll roll in about midnight.
Yep. So it's two full days, man.
Yep.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Heels can win. And
you know what? I mean, my heart broke for them last week.
I know. It was
Gee willikers.
Terrible way to lose a game.
And Syracuse is pretty good. They got a great quarterback, and they'll be good. But we're going to ask a question today about Syracuse football lore.
All right. Well, hey, lay it on me, baby.
All right. On November the 12th, 2005, Syracuse retired a number that Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, and Floyd Little wore for the Orange.
Okay.
What is that fabled number in Syracuse football history that they three, among others, wore?
I think I know the answer to that.
What's the number for Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, and others that significantly impacted the Syracuse program so much that the number was retired? What did they all wear?
Number blank on the jersey, number one in your heart.
Correct.
All of those guys.
Yep.
Big part of the program. Hey, thanks a lot. Call if you know the answer.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, are you talking about number 44?
44. 44. Under the N, 44. Yeah, so important is that number.
Bingo.
That the university's zip code was changed a few years ago from 13210 to 13244.
Really?
And in 1988, when the university changed phone systems, the exchange was changed from 423 to 443.
Wow. Well, that's kind of cool.
And there's a famous night spot also in Syracuse that's just named 44.
All right. Well,
now, Jim Brown went on to wear 32 for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what got me hooked when I was a kid to be a Browns fan.
But, yeah, he was amazing.
But you know what? Jim Brown was a better lacrosse player than he was a football player.
I have heard that. I didn't know that stuff you told me about the zip code and all that stuff.
Isn't that nuts?
I had heard about him being on the lacrosse field.
I mean, he was an athlete.
Yeah, he was. He could do pretty much anything.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
then he went into acting, you know, after his football career was over. It was in The Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen, that's right.
That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course I remember.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
These days he's an activist.
Yes, he is.
Went from actor to activist.
And at his age, it's just good to be active.
Yeah, exactly.
Period.
Yep, exactly.
We can only hope.
Some great footballers.
Yeah, so good luck to the Heels. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and hope we're smiling on Monday after a UNC football victory on the road.
I hope you're smiling on your way back to Chapel Hill.
You know, they've only played five times. This will be the fifth time, and the visiting team has won each time.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that kind of interesting?
Hadn't thought about that.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.